Epstein stuff yet and gotten the great comedian and award-winning, very popular documentary producer, podcast, you name it, Count Dankula. We're going to get into that coming up next segment. But Count Dankula, your view, and I haven't talked to you about this, so I don't know it overall, so I don't really see you talking about it on your show. What do you think of Trump? Underperforming, overperforming, the real deal, the bad deal, this incredible saga the last 9 years? Where do you see that going?
He came back a changed guy after what he went through under the Biden administration, where they were just trying to constantly lock him up and trying to constantly get rid of him. Well, you know, if that stuff, if a political opponent get jailed in any country that the West didn't like, it would be all over the news. All the tyrants, all the this, all that, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, it's okay when we do it because we're the good guys. It was just a massive show of hypocrisy. But Trump came back very serious because I feel like his first term was funny. There was a lot of memes. He was very cheeky and everything. And it was just charismatic, and that's what made people like him. This time, he's serious. He's very serious, and he strikes me as a very different guy. I do think he is doing a good job for the most part, especially in regards to the American economy and stuff like that. He's coming down on governors that are just basically not playing ball and are essentially making their states miserable places to live in, especially like California, which has, what is it, like hundreds of thousands of people having to walk down the streets dodging needles and stuff like that, yet your taxes are still sky high. But you've got five homeless guys camping in your front garden. Like, it's just a nightmare place for people to live in. But I do think Trump is doing very well at the moment. However, I am very, very disappointed in the way he's handled the Epstein files. That's really left a sour taste in my mouth. As far as
well, hold your horses on that, because we're doing the deep dive segment on that. Yeah. But I agree with you. Just your personal opinion looks really guilty. But then you look at all the other stuff. The Democrats had it before. Why didn't they release it before? And then what I've been told is the CIA said, look, it's a CIA Mossad operation, which we even have high-level Mossad coming out saying years ago. But then that itself is immoral. We are here to bring down the deep state, not release it because it hurts the CIA and Mossad.
Yeah, I would say just release the files, right? See if there's a bunch of like really, really powerful people running the country. Because one thing that powerful people will definitely do, they've done it since kings and chieftains first came around in human civilization, is they will use their power to get away with doing the horrible things that they want to do, right? Epstein Island wasn't the only one, right? So if these people are still in power, it means that they still have the ability to do horrendous things to children. Release the list, get rid of them. That's what I don't care if it's right wing, left wing, right? Get these people out. Get rid of them. Because as long as they're allowed to sit in the big chair with all the power, they will continue to use that power to do terrible things.
You're absolutely right. When we come back, we can get into this. You know, there's so many places to start, but the UK, from all my research, going back to like the 50s when you first saw it in the news, and then also Europe. They've found dungeons full of dead kids and judges and government leaders running in the Netherlands and France. And you got Jimmy Savile and you're killing kids in a satanic dungeon and running children's charities and the best friend of King Charles. And I mean, there's been mainline articles in the UK, like a pedophile rings run the UK, BBC pedophile rings. I mean, it seems to be an epicenter. Mossad's big on using it. And we know the CIA does as well. I mean, this is a big deal. Then Germany. And all the stuff that came out about Germany in West Germany from the 60s to the 90s, 30,000 kids purposely placed with convicted pedophiles to, quote, create a new society, new civilization. I mean, it was a common
thing back in the day whenever journalists got some great big scoop on some politician or on some government official involving acts towards children, that journalist would just magically get drunk one night and fall into the canal and, oh, sorry, he drowned, even though the person wasn't a drinker and that was not the route he was supposed to take home. That was a very common thing back in the day. But these days, they're a lot better at getting away with it.
That's right. Back in 60 seconds with the great Count Dankula to get into this and more. And then I got a ton of news coming up after that. Stay with us and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're getting the take of popular talk show host, documentary maker, and very popular comedian Count Dankula out of Scotland on his take from across the pond on Trump and his administration. If he just joined us, he was talking about overall, he thinks Trump's a populist, trying to help the economy, trying to stop war. You know, he thinks he's doing a good job. He's more hardcore than he used to be, more serious, after being put through the ringer by Lawfare and the indictments, the assassinations. So I'm just recapping what he said if he just joined us. But this Epstein thing and the bizarre handling, talk about Streisand effect. We played the big Jewish lobby group with the ADL earlier, and Meta saying, we're censoring everybody criticizes Israel in any way and other stuff. And if you say we're censoring it, we're going to censor you as well. Talk about Streisand effect. And that ties into this. This just broke. Trump admin to withhold disaster funding for state cities that boycott Israel. Folks, it's one thing to deny funding for education if they use it for transgender brainwashing, or to withhold funding from the medical system if they refuse to give surgeries to people that haven't taken shots or fire nurses and doctors. But to say we're not going to give you disaster funding for a hurricane or tornadoes or a flood or an earthquake or wildfires, which then hurts everybody in the state because those state leaders boycott Israel, this is one of the most outrageous things. And I saw this break an hour ago, but I wanted to read the details. I've been doing that during the breaks. That I've heard. I mean, they're already going to blame Trump when there's hurricanes, saying he didn't do it right. I told you that. They're already doing it. They say, you know, he didn't have the alert systems for Texas, which wasn't true. They did put out the emergency alerts with the flooding outside Austin, the Hill Country. This is insane. And again, I just call balls and strikes. The condition applies to at least $1.9 billion that states rely on to recover search and rescue equipment, emergency manager salaries, and backup power systems, among other expenses. The Trump administration said states and cities will not receive funding to prepare for natural disasters if they choose to boycott Israel companies, according to the agency statement. States must certify that they will not cut off commercial relations, specifically with Israel companies, to receive the money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, according to the agency's terms of guarantees. Now, this is what the governor of Florida, who I like overall, is doing, what the governor of Texas is doing. San Marcos, a town south of Austin, big town, small city. They were talking about a resolution calling it genocide in Gaza. So they said, well, we're just going to pull state funding of any way from San Marcos. And so this is loyalty pledge. So I didn't want to go back into the Israel stuff, but it's just continual. This is the Jerusalem Post. Here's Reuters. U.S. links $1.9 billion in state disaster funds to Israel boycott stance. So for a foreign government, if people in our country and jurisdictions do things they don't like, now if there's a flood, well, you don't get anybody to come save the kids. FEMA funding will not be granted to pro-BDS areas. And now we had a trade deal with Canada. It was a good deal Trump did. That's going to be killed because they're going to they have a resolution saying what's happening in Gaza is wrong and recognizing the Palestinian state. I'm going to say this again to Israel. And this is what Count Dankula said last hour. He thinks they're like secret Hitlers or something because you couldn't come up with a plan to turn the world more against Israel. Count Dankula, what do you make of this?
I think it's hilarious, though, the fact that these people pay so much money in taxes for protection from the government, so that if a hurricane or a flood or any horrible catastrophe happens, the government has their back. But then, even though they've paid their taxes for this very service, the government can say, actually, you have the wrong opinion, so you're not getting any of that stuff. You and your family can just get washed down the river, right? That's disgusting. That is vile, basically. You're getting all that done to you because you have the wrong opinions. But in regards to Israel and stuff like that as well, it's just a government doing a government things. Basically, Israel is a very honest government. It's just doing exactly what it wants to do, right? The American government, especially the deep state, the British government wishes it could do that stuff. Israel, I just see it as one of the most honest governments in the world. Screw you, we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
What do you think the response to this is going to be? Because I mean, there are multiple jurisdictions because they're saying if a city does this in a state, they'll withhold the funds. The left is super anti-Israel because it's being ginned up. That's their constituents. This is going to throw total fuel on the fire, and then there will be disasters in these areas. And then if anybody gets killed, this is going to be laid at the feet of Trump.
Yeah, it probably will. But then again, they probably engineered that so that he can get directly blamed. Like, that's just what they do. Anything, we've got the same thing over here in Scotland, especially with the SNP, the Scottish National Party. They're not nationalist in any measure at all. Basically, if anything goes well, it's the SNP that did it. If anything goes badly, it was the Tories that did it. That's what they do. And it's going to be the same with the leftists towards Trump. Anything good that happens, or it was actually the leftists or Pelosi or just some other female that has no business being in government, and if anything goes bad, then it's totally 100% Trump. Don't have a look at the evidence. Just trust us.
Oh,
We do
absolutely.
nothing
You
but
know,
tell the truth.
doing a deep dive on the Palisades fire when Mel Gibson's saying it was on purpose, that's totally proven. We've got all the evidence. We'll be presenting it soon. And absolutely, they'll definitely set fires or something in their jurisdictions to blame Trump. He's walking into a trap as usual.
Oh, they did that in Rome. That's an old trick they used to do in Rome, where if someone's building was in fire, the fire brigade would turn up and start negotiating to buy the building from them. And they're like, we can put the fire out now and you can sell us the building for like a tenth of what you bought it for. So you're getting some money back, or we're just going to sit here and the whole thing can burn down and you get nothing. That's essentially what they did. That was done in ancient Rome. That was done in multiple cities all around the world, actually. It was just a way to scam people out of their property. There's nothing new, that they say history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. That's essentially what they've done. Good real estate there, nice little native islanders, sadly won't shift from it. It was a little bit of colonialism. Sometimes you just have to light a fire under them, literally.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to do the deep dive on that today, but there's even more evidence I want to get. So either tomorrow or the next day, maybe Friday, maybe next month, I don't know. I'm going to do a deep dive on this, but I got so many clips and so much stuff I need to go through it because I really want to knock it out of the park because this is absolute proof of this. And we need to expose it or it's going to continue happening. Of course, we're taking the land, the UN smart city, just unbelievable, exactly as I predicted. Now, in the time we have left, sorry, this news just broke on Trump to withhold disaster funds from any group or state or municipality that criticizes Israel, basically, or doesn't agree to do business with Israeli companies. I mean, it's just next level. But back to Epstein, your take on that, what you think's going on, where you think this is going, and how it ties into the royals, obviously up to their eyeballs with Epstein and Jimmy Savile and the rest of it.
I think it's a case of the list has everyone from every side of politics in it. It's going to have actors, it's going to have politicians, it's going to have CEOs, it's going to have that. So basically, both sides stand to lose some very big, major, and important people, right? So basically, it's become a sort of a mutually assured destruction where if this list comes out, everybody's going down. Left and right, there are so many people at the top that are going to be going down over this list. Because if Trump was in the files, like some people are saying he was, Biden administration would have that out in 5 minutes. That'd be plastered everywhere. It'd be all over the place. It would be all over the news, right? First thing in the morning, that's the first thing they would do. However, they didn't do that. So it's a case of either Trump isn't in the files or there's far too many of their own in the files. And I think what's happened is people have actually had a proper look at the files and realized that too many major important people from both sides, especially people that are part of the deep state, they're all going to go down as well. So I think both sides have probably made some sort of little silent handshake of let's just deny that there ever was a list and let's just not release it ever. And that's just one, that's my theory of I think what's happened. Because we've been hearing about a list for years and years. You were talking about the Epstein stuff decades before it entered into the zeitgeist and everybody knew about it. You've been talking about this for a really long time, and it's because it's based on something that all intelligence agencies do actually do. If there's someone that they want to control as a puppet, they will get them caught in some type of sexual scandal. They'll spy on them, or they'll go, "Oh, we're going to tell your wife you're cheating on her, so you better do everything we tell you." Every single intelligence agency in the world does this, and they have done this for absolutely decades. Yet, for some reason, whenever you say, "Oh, here is Mossad doing it," "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist," the CIA does this, MI6 does this, everybody does it. Everybody does it. Why does Mossad suddenly magically get a pass and everybody goes, "No, they would never do that." Right, okay, maybe they didn't write the rule book on it, but it's a tactic they definitely have adopted. But I think the reason the list isn't coming out is there's far too many important people on it. And I think Ghislaine Maxwell as well has even offered to testify in front of Congress about everything. Now, this is the thing that blows my mind about Ghislaine Maxwell's sentencing is she was sentenced to jail for trafficking children to no one, apparently. Like, not a single customer that you were trafficking children, not a single name of who she was trafficking them to came out in court. Nobody went to jail over it. And that's just the most suspicious thing. It's basically these people are too big for them to give up. These people are too big for them to send to prison. And I think it's because the people are too big and there's too many of them.
Well,
There's too many
I
major
don't
people
think
there.
you're right. I know you're right. We know there's thousands of names. We know there's the head of Mossad over there and the prime minister. We know the CIA is involved, and we know that's what's going on. And then Trump made the deal for the betterment of the stock market, he thought. I don't agree with that logic. I'm saying this. This is what I've been told by a lot of high-level people. And then the Democrats still turned around and tried to burn him with it, and that's why he's so pissed.
Yeah, it's just. It's the thing is, it's a difficult situation. I still think the list should come out. Yeah, okay, it's probably going to cause a massive dip in the stock market because three quarters of Hollywood and half of CEOs are probably all going to get shipped off to prison and everything. You know, loads of people are going to realize that their heroes are like dirty nonces and stuff like that. But I mean, I would rather suffer through that calamity than go through 100 or 200 years of us being ruled by a bunch of satanic paedophiles.
I totally agree. Now, for people that don't know about the UK, is it an exaggeration that if we had to pick any place that is like the headquarters of known government pedophile rings, that the UK would be it?
Oh, we've got tons of them. The BBC knew about the Savile stuff and covered it up. There was even another one as well. I forget the guy's name, but he was one of the hosts on This Morning. He was a rather camp gay guy, and it turned out that there was a young boy that he'd been grooming since he was 14. It's just a repeated thing that keeps happening with BBC employees, right? They just keep getting caught up in sexual scandals. The BBC then catches wind of it, and they actively bury the story because they don't want it getting out.
Well, it's
And it's
turned out a
because a
bunch. I
lot
mean,
of,
what
yeah.
about they call it Asian grooming gangs, but it's Pakistani grooming gangs. So something like 60% of the sex slavery, thousands of little girls per town, police getting arrested to try to investigate it. Tommy
And
Robinson, you started his whole
it's just
saga.
recently, important thing, it's just recently came out that in some of the grooming gangs, police officers were involved in having sex with the girls. And that's why a lot of these guys got away with not getting investigated for so long and evidence was going missing or not being collected properly. It's because police officers were involved in the grooming gangs. That's something that's just came out because, see, now the survivors were thrown away, they were buried, they were abandoned in the adoption system or in children's care homes and everything. They were stuck away in a little back corner. Nobody was allowed to go near them for their own safety. In other words, yeah, don't let anybody talk to them, otherwise they're going to bring the entire thing down. But what's happened is these girls have grew up now. They're all over the age of 18. They're free agents and can do whatever the hell they want. They're now approaching everyone and saying, "Yeah, not only did the police know about this stuff, but the police were part of the grooming gangs and grooming the girls."
Well, that's
And
what
the
I said
police,
decades ago
yeah.
about this, when Tommy Robinson was first breaking it, you know, then getting thrown in jail for it over and over again. He's been arrested again. We'll get to that in a moment today. Is that they let the Pakistanis, that's part of the culture, pedophilia, just is, folks, and inbreeding. I mean, the majority of deformities in the UK are Pakistani folks. I mean, they just stopped doing it. The British Royals got, you know, stopped doing it. You know, these are your so-called Asian grooming gangs. Technically, I guess you call them Asian or part Asian. You're Asian. But you know, there you go. Thousands of them, millions of kids probably over the decades. And it turned out they were supplying them from our intel, from members of parliament I had on, to the larger government-run pedophile ring. They were just the Renfields handling the kids for Dracula.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was. And it's a case of, I think there were people much bigger than the police involved in the grooming gang scandal. I definitely believe it was. I do. Obviously, the Asian population that were involved in the grooming gangs, they were part of it as well. But there is a very, very specific reason why they were able to get away with it for so long. And basically, you can't get away with something so obviously public like that. It was just an open secret. Everybody knew about it. Everybody knew that there was a house down the road that you could go down and have sex with little girls. And yet, no matter how many times people called the police, nobody did a thing about it. The only reason that you can get away with something so public and so is extreme like that is if there's people at the top protecting you.
And who for 15 years was the head of the CPS and it had no prosecutions to protect all this? I may have heard his name. He's the same guy last week, so there's no censorship in the UK.
Keir Starmer?
Yes, Keir Starmer.
Did you hear, remember Axel Rudikubana, the guy that did the Southport stabbings? You obviously know why his dad was able to remain in the country.
Yes, tell people about that.
Yeah, well, basically, Axel was born here, but his father wasn't. And the British government was trying to deport Axel's father. However, he had a really, really great lawyer that argued his case and managed to win him his right to remain in the country. And that lawyer's name was Keir Starmer.
Wow.
Yep.
So, where do you predict the UK government's going, the EU government's going, and the US government's going?
Full-blown authoritarianism, but it's the death throes. It's the death throes. See, bringing on all the speech laws, it's the building of the Colosseum. That's what they're just basically trying to keep people nice and distracted with all this nonsense because they don't want people to ferment. They don't want people to start going out in the streets. They don't want people to start getting organised because, again, that is the thing that terrifies governments the most. Any show of force from the population, the government will come down on that stuff hard. However, they're doing it in a way where it's now having the opposite effect. There's eventually going to come a point where nobody's going to care about getting sent to prison over a Facebook post. People are going to go out in the streets and they're going to start doing some stuff. Will it be a full-blown civil war? No, I don't think it's going to be a full-blown civil war. However, I do think there is going to be an overplayed hand show of force from the government that is going to backfire drastically, that is going to result in a massive show of force from the population. And it's going to get to the point where the government is going to have no choice. They're going to avoid the civil war at all costs. Right?
I'm going to get where you're getting your sources or just what you observe. I don't know if you know, but even the UK Ministry of Defense last week and others were saying they believe there's going to be a civil war. That they're going to lose the way they're going. So even the military is saying you better stop to the globalists, but they don't know how to stop.
No. They've cranked it up to 11. They've overplayed their hand. And also they're too proud. No, this is my dream. This is my dream. I want the widest range of restaurants and mulatto people with shaved heads and like grey jumpsuits and everybody looks the same. This is my ideal. And they'll all be tax slaves, of course. Right? They're not going to back down. Right? They've came this far and they've just gone into sunk cost fallacy. The diversity experiment failed. It failed. It doesn't work. It's making everybody miserable. And that's what happens in this system. No one has what they want. No one has the leader that they want. No one has the country that they want. No one's miserable. Everybody's angry, everybody's upset, and that's what's going to result in people going into the streets. And the government, you are right, the government is preparing for it because they were doing riot drills where the police go out and they do their training sort of for a riot situation. And see the actors that were dressed as like the protest, they were police officers, but they were dressed up to play the part for the riot drills. They were dressed up with like Union Jacks and English flags and everything, like, because that's what they're training for. They know that it's not going to be the Muslims, it's not going to be Antifa, it's not going to be the far left. It's going to be working class British people. And I don't know if you know a lot about working class British people, but if they go up against the cops, they're going to win.
And then what unfolds from that? Because we have all these judges throwing peaceful demonstrators in prison, bragging about it. We have all the videos of doors being kicked down. The intimidation's not working. I could have told them that, just like Americans on average, you think of you're being nice, that Texans are all tough and all the rest of it. But most people in Texas aren't even Texans anymore. But I agree. Texans 50 years ago, nobody would put up with this. But I mean, you know, take the UK. A lot of hardworking people, also a lot of people that are down and out, a lot of hooligans, people that like to fight, a lot of drunks, and they don't have a lot to lose. And so once this kicks off, this could be like a V for Vendetta moment where people just literally take over the whole country, take over Parliament, you know, take over Big Ben, burn everything down. I mean, if the population wanted to literally take over and hang every one of these globalists, they could do it in about a day.
Oh, they'd be able to do it. France proved that, you know, back in the 1700s. Like, they just get fed up and sick of it. They dragged them out the palaces and fired up the guillotines. That's what they did, right? I'm not condoning it, and I'm not saying anyone should do that over here. I don't want to make my lawyer very, very nervous. But I do see us inevitably going down that path. Basically, it's not going to stop at just riots. Things are going to get very, very extreme. I don't think the government is going to be toppled, but I do think, see how they're slowly putting the woke away, where they're like, oh, no, we're going to ban trans people from bathrooms, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. These are all little minor concessions. I think it's going to get to the point where the government's going to panic so much about losing all of its power that it will be prepared to give up a good chunk of its power. I do think there's going to be some very major concessions made towards the native
population.
No, I agree.
They'll just slow down the takeover to put us back to sleep.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. Is they'll give us big concessions of power, but then all they'll do is they'll start slowly just building back up again. They'll just see it as a setback. It's not a cancellation. It's just a setback. But it's like, instead of us achieving our plan in 50 years, it's now going to take 80 years. But that's fine, because it's for the greater good and whatever.
Well, I want to be clear, and I know you're being serious when you say it too. I'm not an accelerationist. Almost all violent revolutions, even against a tyranny, turn out making something worse. So I don't want to get a Hitler. Yeah. I don't want a violent revolution. The problem is, if they force you to tyranny, that's what happens. Then we'll have to be engaged somehow in it just to keep the really bad revolutionaries from taking over. And the French Revolution didn't go like ours. Well, it went into something even worse, if you can believe that. And so historically, I get chills thinking about it. And a lot of globalists earlier wrote their own white papers, oh, we're going to foment revolutions in the West and use that to take over. Now they're pulling back DEI and all of it all over because they realize, oh, no, we're going to lose. Well, the question is, have they already lit a fuse they can't unlight?
Yeah, I think they have overplayed their hand massively, and too many people are now seeing exactly what it is that they're doing, and they're getting a lot better at recognizing when they're being lied to, especially when someone's doing it so blatantly as Keir Starmer, right? Loads of people used to just believe politicians, but Keir Starmer, he's a brave liar, but he's not a good liar, right? You know, he'll piss on your leg and tell you that it's raining, right? Your own eyes and ears and all your senses are telling you one thing, and people are starting to trust their own senses. Right, and when a politician repeatedly lies to you over and over and over, and on top of that, your grand froze to death because you can't afford a heating bill, that's going to make people get really, really upset. Basically, no one has the society that they want. It is within everyone's grasp.
Let's be clear. Hundreds of old people froze to death, confirmed. Just imagine, so they can heat the palaces and take away their tiny gas allotment while they blow up the Nord Stream pipeline to double prices. And then they've got 4-star hotels all over the country housing illegal aliens that came across on Soros-funded UN Zodiac boats. Everyone's watching this, and they're getting more and more angry.
Yeah, but they're also being told it's not happening. Even though they can see it with their own eyes, they experience it in their neighborhoods and in their society, and yet they're being told, oh, no, this isn't happening.
That's what I forgot. And they even say there are no migrants in hotels. Count Dankula, incredible job. Join us again soon. Amazing breakdowns at Count Dankula TV on X. Just type in Count Dankula everywhere on YouTube. You'll find him. Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you. We're back in the U.S. Come to studio again.
Great to be back, man. Thanks very much.
Oh, no, donkey. We love you. Thank you, brother.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. Mm-hmm. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. Mm-hmm. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote.
It was easier to control 1 million people, literally. was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are diehard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us. Their government, black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I had said at the start of the broadcast, I was going to do a deep dive in this hour on the Palisades fire. But what happens is there's so much proof it was premeditated, so much smoking gun proof that I just kind of shout some orders, get me this, get me that, get me this. And then I get some of what I want, some of what I wasn't looking for, other stuff. Then I get reminded of other stuff I want. So when I get off today, I'm going to go over all these videos, these articles, these documents, and everything, because this is important, and I don't want to, because it's so bad. And of course, what I have here totally proves it was premeditated, but there's a bunch I don't have. So tomorrow, it'll probably take a whole hour, one of the hours, I'm going to do it. Because I saw Mel Gibson come out in 3 minutes, you know, and lay out the basic facts. He got attacked for it. Most people supported him. This is a breaking point. Of course, his house got burned down out there. And I know he listens to shows, so his son will say hi to him. But the point is that this is important. So I'll do that tomorrow. Don't worry, there's a lot I wanted to get to. I wasn't going to have time to get to that I'm going to hit right now. So first I want to get into drones and robots and what the real threat is and where this is all going and self-driving cars and all of it. And then I want to get into people losing complete faith in the system, which you can say is a good thing, except the whole human system's not bad, but because people don't have even moderate to deep knowledge of how things work, as the awakening happens, they awaken to the fact they're being lied to, And then they think everything's a lie. They think the world's flat. They just think everything's not real. You know, birds aren't real. I mean, stuff like that. And so this is a real crisis. And I've got a lot of examples of this. And then meanwhile, the government's flooding the zone with fake UFO whistleblowers to confuse things. And that's really their answer to losing confidence with the public. And trust is not to start telling the truth and reform themselves, but just go into next level disinformation, acting like they're patriots. And then a lot of people pick it up, and it's pretty scary to watch. You know, it's the same thing. Just because we don't like the whole globalist operation and its plan doesn't mean everything that percolates up to resist it is a good thing. And it's always totalitarianism of another flavor that's the answer to totalitarianism. Like the French Revolution, I wouldn't support the French oligarchs, you know, the French royalty, the French aristocracy. Well, then what they got was, according to the French themselves, 10 times worse. Not defending apartheid, then you get communist rule, and they admit Africans in South Africa say it's just infinitely worse than it was. You're not defending, it's like having a stubbed toe. Well, then you chop your toe off with a hatchet, that's worse. So it's just, look, most people don't have time, inclination, or they're not into history, they're not into systems, they're not into real science and full spectrum integration. And they've been dumbed down so much, but the gaslighting gets so insane that they then at least understand they're being lied to by the government institutions, so everything must be a lie. Well, that causes collapse of civilization as well. So when people figure out the social contract's been broken, how do they know what new contract is set up? And that's why they really want us off the air. I'm not up here with some manifesto or some contract on how I think you ought to do it. I'm simply pointing out what common sense civilization is and what's worked well before. And I just try to tell the truth and try to get stuff right. Unlike so many other people that even claim they're in opposition to tyranny, they just kind of make up whatever they want to. And that's called living in La La Land. And that's the foundation of mental illness, is people that have no basic bearings. So we are in deep doo-doo. Yeah, there's an awakening. Yeah, people are trying to turn out of it. But that's just part of the fight. Now, so many people think that the Terminator takeover is going to be like the Terminator movie with humanoid robots and drones killing everybody. That's certainly an aspect to it. But that's more the 1984, instead of jackboots oppressing you, it's robots oppressing you. But that's only a emergency backup. As Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran UNESCO, was the head of eugenicists, said, no, it's going to be brainwashing, drugs, domesticating people, slowly brainwashing you until you never know what hit you. That's really the model that has been settled on for total control. And the backstop is the drones and is the robots and the police, you know, new backup. You know, is the drones and all the rest of it. But that's a small percentage of the Alexa listening to you and everything being tracked in your cell phones, your cars, and everything being listened to. Not that you're doing something wrong, but to actuary how to control you, how to isolate you. People going into stores. This is happening everywhere with pizza delivery and grocery stores where, oh, the prices are changing every few minutes according to who's coming in the store and the market. So nothing's ever set. Nothing's ever known. You can't really plan anything. If you think hyper-fast trading the last 30 years was bad, rigging the stock market, and the Bloomberg terminals, wait till all of this is ubiquitous, because it's already here. And the self-driving cars, hey, sounds great, you're quadriplegic, or hey, you're sick, or hey, you're drunk, or hey, you're whatever. But they're going to come out, and I said they would, now they have. Oh, self-driving cars statistically are way safer. So insurance companies are going to charge you more if you don't have a self-driving car. And then they just ban the cars that aren't self-driving. So when Elon Musk says, oh, soon it'll be, you know, it's weird to see somebody, you know, riding a horse to work as it'll see somebody driving a car. People don't know how to do math now because of calculators. People don't know how to remember numbers because it's all stored in your phone. It all is very convenient, except it makes you obsolete when you don't know how to do basic things. And it's being sold by the globalists that are a post-human system. Breaking, a Chinese DIY genius has 3D printed a robot that drives, swims, flies, and even launches missiles. This is just what an inventor can do with off-the-shelf products for cheap. Now viral across Chinese platforms, it's being hailed as the next big leap into low-cost battlefield tech. I remember 15, 16 years ago talking about how the Pentagon was trying to give drones to all the police departments, and I said soon they'll start replacing humans with robots, bipedal robots, dog robots, all this. And I got heavily censored. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists. Got attacked by the system. Like when I said, hey, this atrazine's bending the gender of humans and frogs and other, not just amphibians and mammals. And I got attacked all over because they knew it was the truth. They wanted to ridicule it and pre-program you that it doesn't exist, or when it comes in, it's a joke. So, yes, this is all very serious. And now look how everything's drone warfare. When they took over Syria in the last 8 months, NATO and Ukraine and NATO and Turkey and Israel. And now look at the Ukraine war being mainly drone war. But it's not just the little drones that are becoming autonomous, not just drones, but pre-programmed controlled by AI. It's the big bombers. It's the secret stuff you haven't seen. And it's all the admitted autonomous drones they've got coming out. So those drones, those AI-controlled systems will follow the orders of the globalist, whereas human bomber pilots or human soldiers might have a heart, might have a soul. Tucker had that highly decorated Green Beret on last week. I saw another interview today. I don't know if I sent the clip to you guys, but I think I did. But no, I was walking into the office for it to send it. And he was over there in the Gaza thing where they herd people in. By the hundreds of thousands, food gets thrown out in front of them. People get trampled every time to death. Kids were getting crushed up against a wall. So they climbed up, little 5-6-year-old kids, shoeless, shirtless. And the Israeli in charge of the base with the propaganda said, you know, take them out. And they said, it's little kids. We're not going to take them out. And they said, they called the commander. Commander comes in from the company and says, we do what they say. Take them out. And by then, the kids had, you know, gotten out on the deal. But again, a robot will follow the orders. And you've already got Palantir. I'm not singling them out. It's a lot of these AI companies, but Palantir specifically for the Israelis. With the face scanning cameras and the face scanners on the drones, literally flying around picking out who they want to kill and who they want to take out. It's like, oh, it's okay. It's a robot. Well, how does the robot get charged with war crimes later? Because it made the decision. Talk about Nuremberg defense just following orders. So when I saw this clip, I meant to tell the crew, and I forgot to tell them. If you look at the 1980s movie Runaway with Tom Selleck, type in trailer for Runaway, Tom Selleck, and it's got Gene Simmons in it too. It's a great B movie. There's little spider drones that look just like this that actually inject poison into people. And then Gene Simmons has got a high-tech gun he's killing cops with that shoots a bullet out that's a missile that changes course and face scans you and kills only who it's told to kill. Well, that's all been around for real a long time. So see, what's theoretical in the 80s is around by the mid, you know, 2010 or so that we know of. So governments, corporations, all of it is creating this power balance, saying unlimited power to AI and robots, but you can't have power because of carbon taxes. And then everything's being designed for a post-human world. And this is the ultimate class system where the AI gets all the power. The AI gets to have all your data. But you, if you found out your neighbor's medical status and saw their medical records, you can go to prison. So this is a really, 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 really evil system. Let's pull up the trailer for Tom Selleck's, I think it's Runaway is the name of the movie. I'm going from memory. And of course, these are theoretical videos you're seeing of some drones. This is a real one. And again, this is cheap stuff. Imagine, I mean, they got way more advanced stuff you haven't seen. The Chinese and the U.S., the Russians, all of it. But now it's getting escalated and deployed to the battlefield. Here is, this is in Chinese, but I'll try to voice it for radio listeners. Here it is. Swimming around the water, on the land, shooting missiles. Climbing up your backyard, checking out other drones. And of course, these little fireworks it's doing it with, but it's just a demonstration of what they can do with more funding. And then it takes off.
这个就是我们刚完成的一个小虫子。 先根据自己的设想把手稿画出来，再把它的模型建出来。 最近有朋友推荐了加力创3D打印平台， 能打印树脂、金属、尼龙、塑料，每个月还能免费打样。 看了看他们电子和机械类业务还挺全， 这样锻炼下去。
He explains how he bought it all off the shelf and made it very, very inexpensively, and he shows himself building it. If you're two of you, you're like, we know that. I don't remember. I'm on something called radio still. That's how they try to take us off. All the internet we still survive is our talk radio stations. They're so precious. And you should all support if you're listening to them. And even if you have family out of town and can't listen to the radio station, send the link out to the feed of their shows that I'm on to them as well. That's how we spread the word. Helps out the local station, helps out the truth, and wakes up everybody you know. So that's human power by us networking and working together. We can overpower the computers, the robots, the systems. They're trying to build a mass up of this, though, that can override us. And they've got AI grocery stores, AI hamburger places, restaurants. You go to the airports. They're all trying to make you do it. Don't buy from a robot. Don't go to a place as a robot server. Say, we want human to serve us. We want humans to have jobs. And if we come together as a human union, with simply a sign on a building saying our stuff is human, our stuff's cooked by humans, served by humans, grown by humans. It's like beyond fair trade. And that's how we're going to keep humanity is having unofficial and official unions, not run by communists, not run by the left, but unions of where we stand up for what we believe in. They want a social credit score to make you cut your son's penis off, to make you have sterilization, to make you do the things they want so you get better credit score. We have to create our own independent systems that will actually develop into more high-tech systems where we make moral decisions, ladies and gentlemen, that then affect the world collectively together through individualism. So whereas we think woman goes head-to-head with a humanoid robot, you know, she's fighting it, it's all just an fun little thing they have, and oh, you're locked down in your house, but you can watch the football game or baseball game or soccer game while robots watch. They're training you that it's the end of the human age, it's a time for the robots. Well, only if we roll over and give them control of our civilization. But what's really going to take over is humans through digital, training the AI and training everyone to talk to a human through a screen in an airport, or to face scan to get in the bathroom, or to face scan to get on an airplane, or face scan to go into Whole Foods going in Europe. Or you go into a hotel, viral footage shows hotel guests checking in with outsourced Indian virtual worker. Now, he's not a bad person, I guess Indians in general, but he'll work for a tenth of the price. So we're not going to hire locals for this. We're going to outsource to the third world, which again is the giant sucking sound. And he's only training AI to be replaced ultimately by himself. And you're being trained. Say no to this. Don't go to stores or shops or places. Refuse at the airport to face scan. It's not the law. I do every time. People go, you can do that? Yeah. But once they do it long enough, they're going to pass a law saying you have to. Spotify requiring face scans to get on Spotify. All about age verification. And the stupid right wings pushing that, getting that passed everywhere, helping bring in the censorship. Roll footage of the... You go into a hotel, you don't talk to a person, you talk to a screen with a person on it. That's the bridge to the AI. Here it is.
Okay.
You need one room key or two room keys?
Two, just in case I lose one.
Yes, I'll just make sure this for you. Just I'll give it your signature, what it says, guest signature. Let me just process your room registration
form. Please wait while we process your registration form. Please note that we have a strict policy of no smoking, no pets, and no visitors allowed in any of our guest rooms. Signature must match the one on your ID. Using your finger, please sign where it says guest signature when you see the form on the screen.
All right, sir. I will just process your room receipt, which contains all the property.
So the guy in India is just there to hold your hand. You're already talking to AI robot. They just know, ooh, that's a little upsetting. Well, we'll just get an Indian guy there to, you know, be the hold your hand. So this is all training wheels. They've already studied it. They know people reject it. They know we reject the metaverse and the Google goggles and all of it. The life and death case of self-driving cars. Sorry, a robot is probably safer than most humans. And you're 14 times, 15 times safer. I told you decades ago that was coming. Now the insurance companies, maybe we won't let you be a human driver anymore. We got to get rid of your old cars because they're not self-driving. It's a trap. Absolute anti-human trap. And I'm not against innovation, but this is Trojan horse innovation for total slavery. But you just saw that little homemade with off-the-shelf stuff in China, weaponized robot. Here's the trailer from Runaway from the 1980s.
Why did Jack quit the regular force?
Yeah, why did he quit, Marvin?
What did he tell you?
He told me because of vertigo, but I don't believe him.
A few years back, Jack was chasing this guy. Bad guy. This guy ran into a building that was under construction. Jack freaked out, started sweating, couldn't follow him. The guy got away. Later that night, that same guy killed six people.
Is that why he's a robot expert?
It's always on his mind, the guy that got away.
Retinal identification is now being carried out.
You know anything about robotics and computers?
Jack, look at this. You've heard of a bullet that has your name on it? You see that red stripe? It's not a regular commercial ship. This isn't a runaway. This is murder.
He's killed five so far. I want him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Send a disarm robot.
It'll hit the disarm, and any minute it's going to decide to hit the kid.
Hey, you got that floater yet?
Programming in now, sir.
Didn't you ever want to work the regular force?
This is the mid-80s. And notice it's all pre-programmed. It's all here now. Drones, robots, everything.
So I took some night courses in robotics.
The police using it. They're all pre-programming here. Of course, Tom Selleck didn't know that. CIA writes all these big scripts. On record, look it up.
I'm glad you're satisfied, Dr. Luther.
Satisfied? I'm delighted. I'm ecstatic.
That's good. Good.
Where are the chips?
Damn evil son of a bitch!
These aren't all the chips. And where are the templates to make more?
I wanted to get to the proliferation I see everywhere of women freaking out, saying everything's a lie. Oh, my God, what do? We can't trust anybody. But it's too important. I'll hit that tomorrow, too. Owen Shore is about to take over. I got to half of it today. I did the best job. I did a better job than usual. There's just so much other bombshell stuff here. I'll have to shoot special reports. Oh, my gosh, there's just so much. It's just totally insane. But look, if humans don't start caring about humans and if people don't get informed and involved, we're all screwed. And I said to the establishment as well, all your big globalist plans don't go the way you want them to every time. And you're building a system that's going to get us all killed. The answer is becoming good and informed and not putting up with evil and building a pro-human system where technology empowers people through competition, not where it replaces us. And you already see with all the technology the last 50 years, people are lower IQs, they're unhealthy, they already, most of them, don't want to have a life. Most young people are completely lazy, not all of them. It's created total aimlessness. Just since ChatGPT's come out, I know a lot of people that refuse to write anything or even do anything because they think it's going to do it better, and it doesn't. It's like saying, I want a respirator, why should I breathe? That's what they say this is going towards, where, oh, you're going to be uploaded to a computer. It's all a lie, people. It's all a big, fat, satanic lie. Do people really want your children growing up in this hell? Because we're already deep into it. But it gets a lot deeper. Okay, I did a 30-second plug last hour and the hour before. We're not going to stay on air if I do that. Most of the problems around here with funding, which we're almost in the red, is that I don't plug very much, and everybody knows nobody pays attention to commercials. Everything's product placement. Well, we don't do product placement because I'm very direct. I'll go, Doritos, like Wayne's World, and eat one, and you know I'm being paid by Doritos. Or you see the new Happy Gilmore, which I watched on Netflix. I know it's totally mindless and stupid, but I wanted to see. And it was just, you know, Jack Daniel's product placement the whole time. It's like an anti-drinking show. It's actually a pro-drinking show. I looked it up. Sure enough, they're a sponsor. I was wanting Jack Daniel's. I didn't get it. So I'm not selling Jack Daniel's. I think it's people that drink it. I'm selling ultramethylene blue that'll change your life. I'm selling the best Shilajit that'll change your life. I'm selling the very best turmeric that'll change your life. I'm selling the very, very best Irish sea moss. I got it all. This stuff is so good for your whole body, so good for your immune system, so good for your stamina. They all work synergistically together. Our ultimate life force took the two top highly rated, very best brands of pro cardiovascular spike protein detox. If you didn't take the COVID shot, most people got it, and it gets rid of it. Everybody should do a regimen of this. Everybody should routinely take this a few times a year. Ultimate Life Force is incredible, and it funds the operation. Get Ultimate Life Force. Get, you've seen the rave reviews. They're insane. We've got the very best methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, and the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and the widest selection. It's just amazing. And limited edition, badass, high-tech, tactical dagger that's lower than they sell it in stores because we bought so many of them, and it's engraved with 1776 in a collector's case with a badass high-tech scabbard. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. That is the coordinates of funding the second American Revolution worldwide and continuing to challenge the globalists. That's why they want us off the air. Plus, the products are insane. 99%+ of you, which is fine. I get it. Never go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to watch this show. Are you insane? Go get some methylene blue, even the crappy stuff. People, most people like it and feel it. Ours is hands down. I can't quantify it. It's medical grade. Other methylene blue never did anything to me. This stuff's insane. Energy, focus, clarity, like a cloud lifts. We have the capsules. We have the liquid. And for all VIP members, which everybody should be VIP anyways. Let me explain how this works. You can go in for $30 a month, sign up just like Amazon Prime, and get $40 to spend right there, and you can cancel and never get charged the $30 again and get the $40. The special deal, special offer, special sales. See, so everybody that's a VIP right now gets one bottle or t-shirt or anything, another one free. That deal's going to end soon. But everybody should be a VIP anyways if you're going to buy anything. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Owen Schroeder takes over.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade, from TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. Really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue, USP grade, the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the TheAlexJonesStore.com and get your methylene blue today.
Thank you. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.